This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Lord Edgware Dies by Agatha Christie. Read by Hugh Fraser. Chapter 1. A Theatrical Party. The memory of the public is short. Already the intense interest and excitement aroused by the murder of George Alfred St. Vincent Marsh, 4th Baron Edgware, is a thing past and forgotten. Newer sensations have taken its place. My friend Hercule Poirot was never openly mentioned in connection with the case. This, I may say, was entirely in accordance with his own wishes. He did not choose to appear in it. The credit went elsewhere, and that is how he wished it to be. Moreover, from Poirot's own peculiar private point of view, the case was one of his failures. He always swears that it was the chance remark of a stranger in the street that put him on the right track. However that may be, it was his genius that discovered the truth of the affair. But for Hercule Poirot, I doubt if the crime would have been brought home to its perpetrator. I feel, therefore, that the time has come for me to set down all I know of the affair in black and white. I know the ins and outs of the case thoroughly, and I may also mention that I shall be fulfilling the wishes of a very fascinating lady in so doing. I have often recalled that day in Poirot's prim...